All right, enough of that. This is Tiny Tidal Waves. I'm Kane, and this is Raglan Community Radio on a Tuesday night. This week, we're listening to Quincy Jones. He died, 91. Good innings, absolute legend, and true genius. So we'll start off with a couple of tunes, and then we're going to learn a bit about his life. And for some reason, what I noticed when I was putting this together, all of the shady characters that he did business with. This is Soul Bossa Nova from Big Band Bossa Nova.
Thank you.
There was One Mint Julep from Ray Charles off his album True Genius. I think that speaker's a bit too loud. This is Tiny Tidal Waves, and I'm Kane, and tonight we're listening to Quincy Jones. Sadly, passed last week, or the week before, and we're going to go through and do a kind of like a in chronological order-ish. I'm a little bit of a geek like that. The first tune was Soul Bossa Nova from the album Big Band Bossa Nova. That was from 1962. And I know that it is after this True Genius record of Ray Charles, which I think was 61. But the Bossa Nova, the Soul Bossa Nova was made famous by, well, in modern times, for my generation, by Austin Powers. One Mint Julep, pretty cool. So, Quincy Delight Jones, born March 14th, 1933. He was an American record producer, composer, arranger, conductor, trumpeter, and band leader. Over the course of his 7-decade career, he received many accolades, including 28 Grammy Awards. Holy shit, man. So, absolute legend. But, you know, he was kind of became popular in the 50s as a jazz arranger and conductor before he kind of moved into pop records in the early 60s, you know, serving as an arranger and a conductor for people like Leslie Gore, Frank Sinatra, Count Basie. You know, it was kind of jazz, big band, that kind of thing. And then obviously he continued and ended up with the pinnacle with Michael Jackson. Since then, he's done a few things, but not a lot. But, you know, from the 50s till the late 80s, as an active composer and producer is pretty incredible. So we're going to listen to some more tunes that he's been a part of, and we're eventually going to listen to some of his tunes, of his own records. So this next tune is Mad About the Boy from Dinah Washington.
About the boy, and I know it's stupid to be mad about the boy. I'm so ashamed of it, but must admit the sleepless nights I've had about the boy. On the silver screen, he melts my foolish heart in every single scene. Although I'm quite aware that here and there are traces of the cad about the boy. Lord knows I'm not a fool girl. Lord knows I'm not a schoolgirl who's in the flurry of her first affair. Will it ever cloy, this odd diversity of misery and joy? I'm feeling quite insane and young again, and all because I'm mad about the boy. I'm feeling quite insane and young again, and all because I'm mad about the boy. just walk through the door like a queen with her king. Oh, what a birthday surprise, Judy's wearing his ring. It's my party and I'll cry if I want to, cry if I want to, cry if I want to. You would cry too if it happened to you. Oh, it's my party and I'll cry if I want to, cry if I want to, cry if I want to. You would cry too if it happened to you.
Wow, I mean the vocal recording on that is pretty rough. I mean, to be fair, it's the 60s, but wow, that's amazing. So yeah, we're talking about Quincy, and we're going to skip a bunch of it because the dude has done so much. But basically, at 20 years old in 1953, he found a band leader. He was playing trumpet for a guy called Lionel Hampton, and he went on a European tour. And from that point onwards, it's just a gradual incline and of an incredible career. But he didn't really, you know, he worked with Sinatra, Count Basie, kind of Dean Martin, Johnny Carson later on, you know, towards the 60s and into the 60s. But it says in 1961, he was promoted and became the vice president of Mercury Records, which is pretty incredible. But then he was invited to make a film score for a film called The Pawnbroker in 64, and went on to do 40 major motion picture scores following the success of that film. Film credits, you know. Okay, so I do want to kind of just address something. We listened to Ray Charles, and, you know, I think we all know that Ray's got a bit of a past as a bit of a shithead, okay. I guess we'll just say. And then the next name that I see pop up with him, he composed for Bill Cosby's show. And this is kind of an ongoing thing. And look, maybe you just can't escape it in this time and place, you know, America in the 60s and famous, powerful people. But I think we're going to come across a few of them. I mean, we've already said for Sinatra, he was a bit of a piece of work as well. But let's focus on the good ones. So in the 60s, he worked as an arranger for Ella Fitzgerald, Peggy Lee, Frank Sinatra, Sarah Vaughan, Dinah Washington, who we heard just earlier. And then he started recording his own tunes. And as we heard to start the show, Soul Bossa Nova was later featured as the theme for the Austin Powers International Man of Mystery spy comedy. It wasn't until the 70s, late 70s, that he started exploring into pop music. So we're not there yet. So I think we need to go back a bit and check out Fly Me to the Moon from Frank Sinatra and Count Basie. And then we'll hear straight afterwards a couple of Quincy's own tunes. And I'll fill you in with the details.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Thank you. with song. Let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
You're listening to Raglan Community Radio. This is Tiny Tidal Waves. My name is Kane, and tonight we are listening to Quincy Jones. We're talking about him a little bit too. We've learned about where he came from and his earliest days briefly. Like, look, we're not getting into too much here. I've only got an hour. So that was Body Heat off of his record, Body Heat, from 1974. And that's Quincy's own record. So not only was he an incredible producer, arranger, composer for everybody else, he did it himself in the 70s. Let's see if I can find something about his solo records. It says his debut record was The Dude in the 81. Okay, I'm going to have to get my together. Let's listen to another one of his tunes while I figure out how to find Quincy's solo career and what's going on there. This is another one of his solo tunes called You've Got It Bad Girl off the album You've Got It Bad Girl from 1970.
Then you
like a nice fade out to come in over. Look at that, so slick. That's You've Got It Bad Girl from the album You've Got It Bad Girl from Quincy Jones from 1974. And we were just talking about how he got into his own kind of groove around that time, 70s. In 1978, he produced a soundtrack for something called The Wiz, which is a musical adaptation of The Wizard of Oz. And starring in that was Michael Jackson and Diana Ross. While working on The Wiz, Michael Jackson asked Quincy Jones to recommend some producers for his upcoming solo album. Jones offered some names, but eventually offered to produce the record himself. Michael Jackson accepted, and the resulting record, Off the Wall, sold 20 million copies, which is bonkers. And it made Quincy Jones apparently the most powerful record producer in the industry at that time, and really kind of marked his transition into straight pop music. So here's a tune from Off the Wall, Rock With You. Check the drum intro. Yes, we love a fade out on this show. Off the Wall, 20 million copies, Rock With You. So I learned this morning that for some reason it just popped up in my feed, the drummer that played on that song. Oh God, I'm gonna have to find that out, aren't I? why is this happening? He was in the studio and they were like, oh yeah, the song's, you know, pretty sweet, but like Quincy Jones came in and he was like, can you just do a drum intro, like, you know, to make the song something that will really get the song moving? And and the drummer was like, yeah, I guess. And he's like, okay, and go, hit record. And the drummer just came up with that, and then the band apparently played it better than they've ever played it before, and that was the take. No redos, no overdubs. That was it. So that was kind of cool, bit of history. I'm still, as I'm talking, I'm trying to look through and find out. Juice Robinson. That was him. John, whatever he said is Juice. John Robinson is his name. I hope his middle name is Juice. It doesn't seem to be. Oh, well, it should be. I'm going to call him Juice from now on. Anyway, so Quincy went on and he did Off the Wall, became mega famous. And then he made an album called The Dude and did a song called Aino Corrida, which we're going to listen to shortly. But before that, he worked with George Benson and he did a tune called Give Me the Night, which I think is rad. So we're going to listen to that now.
Give me the night.
we're gonna fade that out perfectly. Song goes on for another 3.5 minutes, but it's mostly just that kind of hoo-ja, hoo-ja, kung fu funk kind of vibe. I'm reading Quincy's Wikipedia, and if you haven't seen that film, the documentary We Are the World, you know, about the song We Are the World, I'm not going to play it, there's also the song's lame, so but pretty incredible documentary, you know, about how Quincy kind of got everyone together in the studio and made it all work with 30 or 40, however many famous musicians. Pretty cool. Something I didn't know about Quincy. Check this out. In 1990, Quincy Jones Productions joined with Time Warner to create Quincy Jones Entertainment. The company signed a 10-picture deal with Warner Brothers and a 2-series deal with NBC Productions, now Universal Television. The television show The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, which is Will Smith's first acting credit, began in 1990. So not only did Quincy do MJ and made his 3 best records, he made freaking Fresh Prince and then Will Smith, arguably one of the biggest movie stars in the world. Now, insane. This dude has kind of got his hand in everything. He's prolific. More on that to come. Hands in everything. It gets a bit little bit bleak. Before we get there, though, maybe let's hear some more tunes. This is Donna Summer, Lovers in Control. Oh, missed the fade out. So that was Billie Jean, of course, from Thriller. And I'm going to play another MJ song. It's really, you know, Quincy did so many incredible things, but really Michael Jackson was the thing that made him super, super famous and kind of kept him super famous and unbelievably rich. Among, you know, God, this guy, I'm just, it's insane how prolific he was in his career, all across the entertainment industry. But it's MJ that everyone remembers him for, right? When you think Quincy, you think MJ. And so I thought, why not play my favorite MJ song, Man in the Mirror.
Change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street. We're not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A summer's disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know.
Make that change today. Make that change.
make it. Believe it or not, that was a fade out. MJ knows how to fade out. I should have just called this show Fade Out, but it didn't. I called it Tiny Tidal Waves. And each week we listen to a subgenre or an album, or like this week, we focus on an artist that had a huge impact. And we've been listening to Quincy Jones. And it's been pretty cool. Obviously he's made a lot of cool stuff. But we've gone through a huge discography and chosen, 15 songs to define Quincy Jones within an hour. And it spans 3 decades. So it's probably worth mentioning that, you know, Quincy did pass away on the 3rd of November. It's undisclosed how he died, but he has had issues with his brain. He had an aneurysm in 74. Check this out. He had 2 brain surgeries, and after the second was warned to never play the trumpet again, because if he blew a trumpet in the ways that a trumpet player must, he had a clip in his brain and it would come free and he would die. He ignored the advice, went on tour in Japan, and one night after playing trumpet, had a pain in his head. The doctor said the clip in his brain had nearly come loose, as they'd warned, and he never played trumpet again. On November 3rd, 2024, Jones died at his home in the Bel Air neighborhood of LA at the age of 91. A whole bunch of people came out and said amazing things about him. He's won an absolute ton of awards. And I mean, jeez, I tell you what, if you feel like some inspiring reading, just go and look at his Wikipedia page. It's absolutely insane. The man was an activist. His family life, he had 3 wives. Married 3 times, 7 children, 5 with 5 different women. That's insane. Rashida Jones is pretty famous. You might know her. Anyway, incredible life, incredible man. And he's kind of done everything. You know, even he was just recently featured on Jacob Collier's cover of Pretty Young Thing in 2016. It's just in 2014. Thank you, Quincy. It was amazing. I'm going to play us out with a song off of his 1989 record, I'll Be Good to You. Just one note, there's a huge list of people on this record, but check these out. These are the ones that I know. Ella Fitzgerald, Miles Davis, Ice-T, Big Daddy Kane, Sarah Vaughan, Dizzy Gillespie, George Benson, Dionne Warwick, Barry White, Chaka Khan, Al Jarreau, James Ingram, Ray Charles. It's just... crazy. Okay, so I'm Kane. This has been Tiny Tidal Waves for Tuesday, the 12th of November. Raglan Community Radio. This happens every week. And if you like what you hear, tune in next week for something entirely different. This will be I'll Be Good to You from Back on the Block from Quincy Jones. Enjoy. Good night.
Stay. charge. American Express. Turn my pants upside down. Any day of the week. Oh, good to you. Come here.